World leaders are meeting this week in New York at the United Nations General Assembly. President Trump's schedule today includes meetings with the presidents of Turkey, Afghanistan, Ukraine, and South Korea, and the Prime Minister of Japan. Russian President Vladimir Putin is not attending this year, in part because he's been watching large-scale Russian military exercises being carried out near the borders with the Baltics, increasing tension in the region. We're joined now from New York by the President of Latvia, Raimonds Vejonis. Mr. President, thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon.
And what is the biggest issue for you as you come to the United Nations General Assembly in New York? What's the most important issue on your plate?
During the UN General Assembly, for me, the most important issue is to talk with state leaders about security, because we have very unpredictable neighbor, Russia, and at present moment Russia had already has exercise, military exercise near our borders, and of course we have fears about this exercise.
Do you see them as a threat?
Probably no, because we already done a lot of. First of all, we invest in our national army, and for example, next year we will reach 2% of GDP what we invest in our army in security. And secondly, we have very good friends within NATO, and for example, US. We have at present moment in our country Canada-led enforced presence forces in our country. And of course, this presence gives a very strong signal to our society and also to our neighbors that we are not alone. We are together with our friends, with our allies, and we are ready for any possible scenario if anybody would like to make any threat to our country or threat to NATO to react on these threats.
Do you think President Putin in Russia would try to invade another country?
We have examples. In 2008, Russia invaded in Georgia, in 2014 in Crimea and Ukraine, in eastern Ukraine. And of course, we have these examples, and it is the reason why we have these fears. But in the same time, as I said, we are ready for any scenario, even against military aggression.
Do you think that you have an ally in President Trump on the issue of Russia? Because he's obviously been criticized for being too cozy with Putin.
We have very good relations and partnership with U.S. And also with Mr. Trump. And during his last meetings, what we had, for example, in Warsaw, he very clearly announced that U.S. is ready to fulfill all obligations what U.S. have within NATO. And of course, the paragraph number 5 of treaty is very important for U.S. It means we received this important signal from Trump that U.S. is ready to support us.
As you know, there is an ongoing investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. There's a lot of concern about what Russian hackers did and fake news. Is that something, just the military things aside, is that something you're worried about in Latvia, that Russia is going to try to launch an information war against you?
Yes, of course. We spoke just now about military aggression, but of course, the possibilities for military aggression is very, very low. But in the same time, we every day have maybe problems with cyber attacks, with informational warfare, and of course, we know very well what it means. But in the same time, of course, we are preparing ourselves for. We prepare countermeasures against these attacks.
Before you were president of Latvia, you served as the environment minister there. What do you think of President Trump's decision to withdraw from the Paris Climate Agreement?
Paris Agreement is very important for all countries, also for U.S. And, of course, it's very pity that U.S. at present moment is thinking what to do, go out of Paris Agreement or stay in Paris Agreement. But I think each country must be a member of this agreement and really fulfill in real life all necessary measures in own national countries, because anyway, we are responsible for our societies, and of course we are responsible for protection of our nature. And U.S. must be in Paris Agreement.
You think there's a chance that the U.S. will stay in, even though President Trump has said he's withdrawing?
It's difficult to say. We'll see how it will develop. And of course, yesterday also, Mr. Trump didn't mention Paris Agreement in his speech. Of course, it is for us a little bit pity that he's not speaking about Paris Agreement, about climate changes. But anyway, I hope that U.S. as a country will be ready to continue to be a part of Paris Agreement.
Who would you say is the best friend of the country of Latvia? Which country is the best friend?
The best friends in different region, different friends. For example, if we speak about transatlantic cooperation, of course, our strategic partners are U.S. and Canada. If we speak about Europe, it's first of all Germany. And, of course, good friends are our neighbors, Lithuania, Estonia, and, of course, Nordic countries, Sweden, Finland, Norway, and Denmark.
And, of course, Europe is going through some big changes right now. We know there's an election coming up this weekend in Germany, but also Brexit, the British leaving the EU. Do you feel like Europe is a strong partner for you or is getting stronger, or do you think Europe is getting weaker right now on the global stage?
Of course, Europe have different challenges at present moment, but I am sure that Europe is still strong to manage these challenges, to be united, because if Europe will be united, Europe always will be very strong. And it means we must be united, and we are united.
That's Raimond Vejonis, who is the president of the nation of Latvia. Thank you so much, Mr. President, for joining us.
Okay, thank you. Bye.